WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, settle in, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Your pal Jake Carter here, and let's face it, communication, talking, listening, that whole shebang can feel like navigating a minefield sometimes, right? We're bombarded with information, opinions flying left and right, and it's easy to get caught in the crossfire. But what if I told you there are ways to communicate that actually feel good? Ways that build bridges instead of walls? That's what we're diving into today. Mindful communication techniques. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, woo-woo, hear me out. This isn't about chanting or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about being more present, intentional, and aware in our conversations, which, trust me, can make a world of difference. Think of it like this. Imagine two cars on the highway, one zipping around recklessly, cutting people off, horn blaring, and the other cruising smoothly, paying attention to its surroundings, signaling its intentions. Which driver are you? Here are five key takeaways that'll help you tap out of communication chaos and become a mindful communicator. Ninja. 1. Active listening is your secret weapon. Ever had someone just nod their head while you're talking, but then completely miss the point? That's not listening, folks. Active listening means truly focusing on what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. It involves asking clarifying questions, summarizing their points to ensure understanding, and responding thoughtfully. Think of it like a dance. You lead with your words, they respond, and you adjust accordingly. 2. Speak from your heart, not your head. We often get caught up in thinking about what we're going to say next, crafting the perfect response, that our emotions get lost in translation. But genuine communication comes from a place of authenticity. Speak your truth, share your feelings honestly, but respectfully. And let your vulnerability connect with others. It's like letting your inner compass guide your words. Trust your gut. 3. Check your tone police. Ever said something perfectly reasonable, but it came out sounding condescending or sarcastic because of your tone? Yikes. Pay attention to how you're saying things, folks. A simple smile, a warm voice, and mindful inflection can make all the difference in shaping your message. It's like adding sugar to your coffee. A little goes a long way. 4. Embrace the power of silence. We live in a world of constant chatter, but sometimes silence is golden. Don't be afraid to pause before responding. Take a breath and truly process what you're hearing. This gives both parties time to reflect and can prevent impulsive reactions that we often regret later. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your mental soundtrack allows for some clarity. 5. Practice empathy, my friend. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes is essential for mindful communication. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Ask questions to learn more about their experiences and feelings. Remember, everyone has a story, a unique set of circumstances that shape their worldview. So, picture this. You're having a tough conversation with a friend or family member. Things are getting heated, emotions are running high. But instead of letting the situation escalate, you take a deep breath. Remember our mindful communication tips, and consciously choose to be present. Listen actively, speak from your heart, and practice empathy. The result? A more productive, understanding, and ultimately healthier conversation. See, It's not about becoming some superhuman communicator overnight. It's about making small, intentional shifts in our approach to talking with others. And trust me, those small shifts can make a big difference in your relationships, your well-being, and your overall life experience. Remember, communication is a skill that takes practice, like any other. So be patient with yourself. Keep practicing these techniques and watch how your interactions transform. All right, folks, that's it for today's episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. I hope you found this dive into mindful communication techniques insightful and helpful. Now go forth and communicate like the amazing humans you are. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who needs a little boost in their communication game. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.